Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 7. From the lion's den to the angel's den. Tuesday, Daniel's prayer. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 11, we read, well, let's read from verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. That's brave, isn't it? Then these men assembled behind the bushes and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near, and they spoke before the king concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? Haven't you done that? I have. This thing is true. And according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alters not. Then they said, That Daniel, regards not you, O king, nor the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day. Imagine, he does not care about your law. He is illegal, not loyal towards you, O king. Now the king was displeased with himself. Now he discovered that he had been trapped. They had used him for their aims. They became angry. But what to do? It was difficult. A law cannot be altered, cannot be changed, not at all. Oh, if he had not prayed, but he had prayed. He had done it. Loud. Now what to do now? The king did not want to lose his best man, but he did not know what to do about it either. And the leading man said, well, there's a law, and because of this law he has to be thrown into the lion's den. Now come on and act and do according to the law, and so on. And they made pressure unto the king. And the king tried to do everything. He thought and thought and thought, but no idea came into his mind. How could he save his best man? How? No idea. What to do? In the end, what should he do? At sunset, he had to act. And he was sad. Very, very sad that he had been so so silly to sign this law. But he could not go back.